Alexis, you may not know this, but over 20 years ago, a guy named Usher was the biggest celebrity on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
And this is his song. It's called Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hear this at old people weddings. Yeah.
That's the one.
Just lyrical genius in this song.
Uh-huh. I love this song.
And now Usher's just a footnote in our Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Aww.
And we got a guy named Curtis on the phone right now whose aunt is coming to his city just to see Usher play two shows. She's going to both of them.
I wonder what casinos he's doing.
Right? Yeah, exactly, or fairs.
And while she's there, she wanted to stay with Curtis at his place. Mm-hmm. And Curtis would totally be up for that, except he lost his job and had to move out.
And he doesn't want to tell his family.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't want to let them know that he's just been couch surfing for the last few months. He is getting close to a new job to get a new spot, but until then cannot have his aunt stay with him for obvious reasons. So what he needs from us right now is a good excuse. Brooke,
okay.
What excuse do you think he should use?
You're in a medical study. Okay, follow me here,
Wait.
Curtis.
Curtis, you're very, very sick right now.
No, you're not sick. You volunteered for the medical study. It's about allergies, and you can't be exposed to any outside perfumes.
Oh.
I mean,
That's smart, bro.
It's not even her smell. She's going to two Usher shows. Do you know how much cologne is going to be in that stadium? She just, you can't be exposed, and you're really sorry.
Curtis, what do you think of that?
It's not bad. I feel like knowing my aunt, she's going to be like, oh, no, I've had everything. I'm immune.
To perfume? It's a perfume thing. You can't have it.
Okay. It's almost too creative.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know they're lying.
I mean,
it's too smart.
Jose, what are you thinking?
You should just do what every nephew does to their aunts and ask to borrow some money.
Ah, okay? You need it, too.
That way, you're going to make it uncomfortable for her. And then she probably won't want to stay anymore because she's not going to want to lend you a bunch. You have to ask for a lot of money. You can't just ask for a little bit.
My nieces any sort of money that they needed.
I could clean out her bank account in a second. She wouldn't even hesitate.
Oh, sweet lady.
I'm not gonna, obviously. So.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
well,
so
we have some ideas. Do whatever you want with them.
I like how the ideas are like, do a medical study or rob your aunt.
Yeah. That's what you get with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yeah,
so.
It is a free service, sir.
Best of luck, Curtis. We're going to dial your aunt's number right now, let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. We'll jump in when we feel like you need a little help, okay?
Okay.
You got this.
Cheer up, Buttercup.
Yeah, and she loves you no matter what. Remember that.
For now.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, Aunt Sophia. It's Curtis. How are you?
Curtis, darling, how are you? I can't wait to see you next week, and it feels like it's forever.
I know. I was thinking, you know, I want to hang out and stuff, but...
That's great, because I know how much you loved my chicken fricassee. I have a whole new recipe that's even better than that one. You're going to die when you have it, and then you're going to make it for all your friends.
It's the best.
It's fabulous.
I know. So a lot has come up with work lately, and I would hate just for you to be hanging at the house. And
that's not a problem. You know I can take care of that. I know how you handle things, young man. I would be happy to make sure it's all better by the time I leave. There'll be laundry done. There'll be food in the fridge. The place will be clean. I would love to do that for you.
Look, I know that you're going to Usher. You're going to both shows, actually, and you're going to be busy.
I just had the best idea. Why don't you come to the shows with me? You would love them. It's such a fun concert. You know his song. Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know that one. You know I can't sing it, but you know that one.
It's a good one, I know, but I just...
And the other one that's so wonderful, I know, because we used to sing it in the car when you came home and you drove me around. Confessions, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I know it. You can, going through the hits, you're going to have a good time this weekend. It's just with this work stuff, I just don't...
Curtis, you sound awful. What is going on with you? This isn't like you. You usually are so excited to have me come visit.
I'm just kind of dealing with a situation right now that I don't really want.
Oh my God, Curtis, are you all right? Are you wetting your bed again? You know there are things that they can do
I
for
did,
that
hey,
now.
I was a child during that period, by the way. So no, that's long gone. It's just, I'm kind of living with someone, which makes the whole weekend sort of difficult for you to be
but
there.
Why not? Well, that would be fun. You know, I'd be happy to cook for them and all of that. They'd love me. You know that. All your friends have always loved me, and I take care of them as
they
well.
They do. They really do, except this situation's kind of new, and I can't really have family knowing right now. They will.
Are you talking about that cousin, your cousin, the one you kissed at the family reunion? Everybody already knows about that.
Hey, that's not a...
What? So much information.
Curtis, do you have other people there with you? What is this?
Yeah, there's a whole radio station of people here with Curtis and Sophia.
No, hey, I just want to clear it up. I want everybody to know that was a long time ago. It wasn't like blood related or anything like that.
You're not blood related.
All right, well, just hold off on the cousin kissing talk, because I should probably explain to Sophia what's going on. Sophia,
yes.
you're on.
Who are you? You have a wonderful voice.
Oh, wow.
That's nice, Aunt Sophia.
I love a nice voice. That's why I go to the Usher concert.
You want to come stay over at my place for a while? You're welcome to...
That's a solution, Jeff.
Well, you have to introduce yourself and be a gentleman.
Oh, okay. Well, my name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, isn't that charming?
I 100% agree with that.
Is there a thing happening right now, Aunt Sophia?
And who are the other lovelies that you have there with you?
All here.
None of them really matter, but we're doing something called an awkward Tuesday phone call. That's the important part.
Oh,
and
dear.
Your nephew Curtis wanted our help trying to tell you that he can't have you stay at his place when you go to see Usher.
Well, how do you know what's wrong with him and I don't?
I think he was trying to tell you, but he's just a little embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. Well, Curtis, there's nothing
that I was a little embarrassed about that, and now it's like 10 times worse. Yeah.
Maybe, Curtis, you should just tell her the real reason.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, if your family understands you kissing your cousin, I think that they would understand the situation.
It was a one-time thing. It was from her to me, and I didn't mean it to happen. It was 13 years ago.
Okay. I'm just saying, they seem like forgiving people.
Okay. What do you want to say to your aunt here, Curtis? I think now's the time to come out with the truth.
This is such a bad mistake on every level doing it this way. I could have done this from the get-go. So, Aunt Sophia, I lost my job. I don't have a place. I've been couch surfing. And I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want my parents to find out because they're going to lose it. So I would appreciate it if you didn't pass that along. I know that can be impossible at times, but that's why you can't stay, because there is no place for you to stay.
Yeah, he was really embarrassed to share that with you, Sophia. That's why he's doing it this way.
Well, Curtis, of course, and you know, your secret is my secret, and next time, just pick up the phone and call me. Do you need anything?
Oh, Aunt Sophia, you are so sweet.
Like Usher would say, you don't have to call. It's okay, girl.
Oh, I love that song.
I'll be all right tonight.
Usher is so wise in every situation.
He really is. So,
Alexis,
nothing? I don't
nothing?
Know what you're saying. Okay, you lost me. Right. Just ask for money.
Yeah. All right, so maybe the best solution here, Sophia, is you're going to have to get a hotel or an Airbnb or something.
And maybe let him stay.
Yeah, you guys could have a good weekend together.
Well, that's a great idea. And I know that your radio stations sometimes have some special things going on. Anything available?
Like a hotel deal?
We do have an old prize van that's broken down that you could probably crash in the back of that for free if you wanted to.
I'll pass, Jeffrey. I'll pass.
Jeffrey. That wasn't clear.
You know what?
I will get a place and you'll come stay with me and it'll be fine. We'll talk about it then.
Awesome. Yay. You know what? Just for that, I'm going to give you a free lanyard from the station.
Yeah, and maybe a keychain if we have any.
Let's not go overboard here. We'll start with the lanyard, see how things go. Okay, Sophia?
Fine. I can see we are not exactly on the upscale here, are we?
No, it's radio.
Curtis, you feel satisfied with how this turned out?
I don't know.
That is an honest answer, Curtis.
I came in with like one secret I didn't want to have let out, and then four of them ended up.
Well, see, that's exactly what Usher sings about in his confession song. So
I don't think he was making out with his cousin during
that one. What was that song again?
These are my confessions.
La da da da.